went to a family reunion and my family, they commented about my hair because it's obviously looking healthier. It just plain looks better. If you'd like to try Ovation, that's my secret, cell therapy by Ovation. And if you're a new customer, you can take advantage of a new customer discount. Go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. Click on Angie Austin, Daybreak USA. And you know, I have to tell you, I have never been so happy to endorse a product because this works for me. And my favorite product is, again, the flagship cell therapy treatment by Ovation. If you can only try one product, try that one because it works for me and I know it'll work for you. OvationHair.com. Click on Angie Austin Daybreak USA for that introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:02 on March 1st. If you can believe it's March already and it's like 70 degrees outside. I'm going to give you a little bit of an update on the weather forecast. Today, this afternoon, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 4 p.m., then showers and thunderstorms likely after 4. Some storms could be severe, damaging winds and heavy rain, cloudy with a high of 71. And then tonight, showers likely, again, mainly before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low about 42. Mostly sunny all day on Thursday with a high of 48, and then mostly clear with a low of about 27 on Thursday night. Chance of snow showers before 11 in the morning on Friday, and then a chance of rain and snow showers between 11 and noon, and then a chance of rain all afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of 42, and then a low on Friday night with a slight chance of snow and rain again, 20% low around 19. So we get lower back into the 20 below. I can't believe it. I'm looking at my guest. You're laughing. Okay, Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 37 again, and then partly cloudy with a low around 20. And then mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 47 and a low around 32. So we're getting a little spoiled. Yeah, don't. Go ahead. Aunt Thornton's in the house.
Don't put your winter socks away.
I'm disturbed by that. I actually thought we were getting out of it. So that's like a setback.
Yeah.
All right. We have one quick commercial, and then this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. And again, my guest in studio today is Ann Thornton. She's a multi-time award-winning business owner in the Hunterdon County statewide in the tri-state area. And she's also probably familiar to you if you watch television, because she's on commercials all the time for MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. So stay with us. She's a lot of fun, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy the show.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Our guest in studio today is Ann Thornton, and she is the president and founder of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling here right on 31 in Lebanon, New Jersey. And she's here with us today. We're going to talk about her. She's on television all the time, as you see her. Woman-owned business and multi-time award-winning business owner.
Thank you.
A lovely person,
Thank
by the
you.
Way.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thanks.
All I right. love the new studios. The views are great, looking out at the Flemington Public Library.
And what about you? You had a hand in making it nice around here.
Yeah, yeah. If anyone listening hasn't seen the new Chamber of Commerce and Chamber Foundation building on Main Street in Flemington, please come by. It's pretty fabulous.
It's absolutely
It's
incredible.
Not done yet, but yeah. the vision of what it's going to be is just amazing.
And you did have part in
Yeah, I've been working behind the scenes for 2 years with Chris Phelan, our chamber president, and the Chamber Foundation board to work with the all the different government agencies, the historical society, et cetera, to raise the money to purchase this building. And then to renovate it to be the home of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Chamber Foundation.
It's so, just awesome. Yeah. And again, people out there, if you've not seen it, okay, so our old radio station studio was in the CenturyLink building, if anybody cares, whatever. And so on Mine Street.
Right.
And it was just temporary because the chamber had a fire.
Yes, we did.
Ended up being a couple Liberty Village. Years. Yep. And then, it was a great studio, but this is like ridiculously beautiful. It's one of the oldest buildings in Hunterdon County, isn't it?
Oh, probably, yeah.
And it's transformed into this amazing historical building, and it's going to really set Main Street apart when it gets done with the columns and stuff.
Absolutely.
How perfect for the chamber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's fantastic.
And your plumbing and remodeling mm-hmm. company.
We've been a part of a small part of the remodel here. We remodeled the bathroom on the second floor mm-hmm. and made it look as if it had never been touched. So it's real. The floor is tile work is really beautiful. It's very period looking, mm-hmm. which was the intent because mm-hmm. you don't want to put a brand new looking bathroom in an old house. You know, it's
right.
all about relativity, I guess.
Yeah.
And it looks beautiful. So we're very, very happy with the way it came out.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun being over here. Just what coming in the office, it just feels so different. It's ours. Mm-hmm. It's ours. Mm-hmm. Everybody mm-hmm. in the chamber. Mm-hmm. All right. And you have been a chamber member for a long time.
Oh, gosh. For 30 years, at least. Let's see. 30, maybe more, maybe 31 or 32 years. Yeah. And it's funny because it was one of the first things I did as a young business person here in Hunterdon was join the chamber. Mm-hmm. For many reasons. I had been a teacher before, so I didn't really know anything about business other than what intuitively I might have, figured out. And so I always looked to the chamber as it was like a place I got my MBA.
Right.
I went to every kind of training class they had, seminar, conference, whatever, and met other, small business owners in the county, et cetera. And it's been a tremendous help to me over the years to grow my business. I'm completely committed to it.
No, I am too. I got to say, on behalf of the chamber, we joined our, Colleen Kelly, my business partner, and I have Mariah Media Company and Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. And we joined years ago. And it was like the best decision we ever made the first day.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
it has been ever since then.
You have to work it. I mean, you can't, we always say, you can't just pay your dues, show up one day, and then say, where's all the business? No.
Right.
I mean, I can't even imagine how many events I've gone to, how many committees I've volunteered on. And, that eventually you get on you volunteer for a committee of your interest, and then, you try to take a leadership role, and somebody recognizes that, and then before you know it, you're ready there to actually be invited to join the actual board of the Chamber of Commerce, which is a big deal because
it is a big deal.
It's a big deal. There's a lot of very important, influential people that are on that board. And for years, the last 27 years, I've been through what I think Chris would have been my fourth president, maybe fifth. But and I was on the board for a really long time. And every president along the way talked about creating a chamber foundation. Because when you have a foundation, then you can do different things.
Right.
Under the guidelines of the IRS, et cetera. It's all very technical. But the foundation allows you to do things like this, like purchase this building and apply for grants, et cetera. So, but Chris Phelan, our current chamber president, is the one who really made the dream happen.
And he's so cute.
That's amazing.
I love him.
Because I've heard, like I say, people... Chamber presidents have been talking about it for years, and then it finally happened. It's been amazing.
And you can see Chris has been so dedicated to it. It's just like...
He's such a hometown boy. I love that about him.
I do, too.
That,
I do.
You know, it's
I call him Mr. Hunterdon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And he's just so nice and thoughtful, and that's the way the Chamber operates. Another plug for them. They're like shortcut people. Mm-hmm. And not that they take shortcuts, but they see the shortcut between every single member and their synergistic need or mm-hmm. whatever they're doing, mm-hmm. and they connect the dots all the mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. It's like their pleasure.
And them. Laura Cummins is, I'm not exactly sure of Laura's title here, but I do know that years ago, when Laura was working on her own more, she gave she did a seminar for, you know, the then kind of new Facebook, you know, do Facebook for business. So I went to it, of course. And it was the first time I'd met her. And, oh, my gosh, she did a tremendous job. And I came out of there and I said to Chris, Chris was pretty new then. I said, you need to hire her. She needs to be working
really?
At the Chamber. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
I told
so
her that.
Great.
It's because I knew she was perfect.
Did you see her here today?
Yeah, she was downstairs. Oh. I just knew her experience, her attitude, her savvy, all those things. I knew that she would be perfect working here. And it certainly has turned out that way.
That's
she's great.
So great, Ann. There's always Ann Thornton behind the scenes.
I'll tell you what, I'm a connector.
Yeah, I know that, but I didn't know that story. Mm-hmm. That's great. All right, so we're going to talk about you because you've got so much going on. You've been recognized with multiple awards this year. You have a book coming out in the next month and a half.
You know why I got those awards?
Why?
Because as a woman, normally, as a woman, you know, we don't usually ask for what we want or demand what we want, et cetera. Kind of a very female trait. But I got those awards. Yes, did I deserve them? I guess so. But you know why? Because I asked for them.
That's
because
not true.
Because there's an application process.
Sure.
There's, you know, I'm a small business. I don't have a full-time PR staff or anything. I mean, I hire people to do that for me sometimes. But the point is that there's lots of recognitions out there when you're doing a great job that you won't get unless you apply for them.
That's a nice tip to actually
it's
share
true.
With people who
it's
don't understand
true.
The process.
Exactly.
True.
And that's why this most recent award from, it's a magazine and an online business entity called, what's the name of it?
Bravo.
Smart CEO. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Smart CEO. They do an award called the Bravo Awards, and it's for women business entrepreneurs, nonprofit CEOs, and C-suite, executive, big company kind of women division leaders and things like that. And so when I read about it, I mean, I knew I would fit into the first category. But then my friend and kind of community leader, Bonnie Duncan, who I told you is the head of the Hunterdon County United Way, and she's amazing. She's done an amazing job with her new volunteer center in Flemington and all that they do for our county. And so I saw that they had, same thing, they had a category for nonprofit leadership leaders. And so I emailed her and I was like, Bonnie, you need to apply for this too. And so she did. And she also was awarded. And so we're the only two women in Hunterdon. And there were about 150 people who applied for, you know, who were nominated, I guess.
It's
and
an
they
enormous
gave
achievement.
40 awards. So, yeah, it actually turned out to be a very big deal. But the point is, again, for all the women listening out there, is that you don't get it unless you ask for it.
Yeah.
I tell young entrepreneurs that, young women that, all the time.
I love your sharing of that information. But I am going to stick with my belief that you've earned it.
Well, I believe that, too.
Absolutely. But and I do agree. The tip out there is to tell people that, you know, hey, if you're wondering how other people win these awards, check a look at the awards
right.
and see what their protocol is.
Exactly.
And you know, a lot of times others can nominate you, like with Hunterdon Happenings
oh, yeah.
and so on, and then they vote. Yeah. But the credibility behind it. And,
oh, but in this case, I nominated myself.
I
I'm
know.
Not ashamed to say
yeah,
that.
That was great.
And then there was a long, you know, there was a whole questionnaire.
Well, yeah.
They had a long interview process on the phone, you know. It was pretty involved, and you had, you know,
to
tell
you
everybody.
And like only two from Hunterdon County at the end
yeah,
of the day.
Yeah,
and they represent, you know, you guys, I was reading the press release about it. It was like 14,000 employees Well, mm-hmm. You have some staff.
For the 40, yes, mm-hmm. for the 40 women that were given the award, yes.
Which is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to our first break. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Thank you so much for listening in. My guest today in studio here in our beautiful new studio at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce office on Main Street in Flemington is Ann Thornton. And again, you might recognize her voice because she's on television all the time talking about MSI plumbing and remodeling, but we're learning about her today. So stay with us. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And thanks again for listening.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon, or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton, Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, welcome back. So, this is Talented People, and we are here in studio at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce building, talking with Ann Thornton, who's a Hunterdon County resident and a multi-award-winning business owner and woman. She's amazing, actually. You support the community. You're very active in the community, not only just because of that you have the Hunters Helping the Hungry program we're going to talk about, but right now... I want those out there to kind of understand that if they do recognize your voice, because you do have some great commercials. Let's talk about the commercials,
okay.
And then also about how that ties into your book. And let's talk about your book.
Sure. Okay, so I've been in business for 30 years and have always done all kinds of advertising. Because, you know, I mean, I'm a plumbing and remodeling company. So my customers are only within 30, you know, Hunterdon, Somerset, Warren, basically,
mm-hmm.
you know,
local.
Yeah, the geography matters when you're a
right.
plumber
yeah.
and remodeling company. So I've done every imaginable kind of advertising along the way. You know, I was saying in the prior segment about the class for the Facebook business 8 years ago with Laura. Well, think about 30 years ago, the kind of advertising that we did. There was no internet. There was the Democrat. There was, because we were in property management, the condo newsletters, the town newsletter, the Clinton Township newsletter had started then. But there was, you know, direct mail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was it. I mean, that, you know,
that,
for a really small business, I couldn't afford. Right.
It's
right.
All self-drive. Too.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So over the years, of course, my business has grown tremendously and has my advertising budget. But it's quite surprising how relatively cheap television advertising is. I was shocked.
Once, I want you to share that's another tip that you were
giving
away.
So the Comcast guy showed up at my door one day, literally. I write for the Clinton Township newsletter. I write an article every month.
Good.
Just about tips for your house, et cetera, how to maintain your home. And so he stopped in one day and talked to me about TV. And I was, you know, at first I was like, no, what? TV? You know. And he came back and it started to make a little sense. And so we looked at the numbers. And of course, production costs have come down tremendously.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah. Because the quality, like, even of iPhones.
Exactly. So just tremendously. So I looked at the whole thing. And for those of you who know me, I do like to be the center of attention. And I am a former teacher. And I've done a lot of public speaking. And I used to do a lot of other radio on commercial radio years ago. So it wasn't foreign to me. You know, I'm not afraid of it or anything like that. So I said, okay, let's do a commercial. So we did yes, it's 30 seconds. But, you know, it takes five people to write four sentences
Absolutely.
For your 30-second ad.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes the, you know, and the pictures. I mean, it's a real... Whenever we see TV, most of us probably, we look at it and we think,
right.
There's so much that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
So we you know, produced it and got it on the air. And you basically, you pick out the channels you want to be on. Now, I'm a plumbing and remodeling company owned by a woman. And I wanted my TV commercial, which features me, talking about my company and what we do and showing photos of our projects, et cetera. I wanted people to look at the commercial and say, wow, a woman owns that business. I can trust her people in my home. Because contractors have terrible reputations.
Right.
And not me. I have a really great reputation.
Stellar.
But I work at it every day,
yeah.
you know. And I've been, and in a way, it's because I'm not. I am the business owner. I'm not the plumber. You know, all the technical stuff I leave to my technical people.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot about it, but I would never try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not my job. That was what I wanted you to walk away, you know, or feeling from my commercial. That, yes, that, wow, a woman owns that business. I could trust her.
Right.
Right. So... The very first commercial, I say it's MSI Plumbing and Remodeling and this, that, and the other. But all the visuals were of beautiful remodel jobs,
mm-hmm.
basements, kitchens, bathrooms. And so we monitor this inside my company. How do people hear from us? Because,
sure.
you know, it drives your advertising budget. And so, sure enough, in the first six, because the ad's been on maybe 16 months now. So for the first 6-8 months, the only phone calls we got were for remodel jobs, which is great. I mean, I want to sell remodel jobs. And we sold some big remodel jobs from the ad. But it was like, we're plumbers. I have five plumbers. I have to keep busy every day, right? And plumbers,
right.
their job, I mean, yes, they support my remodeling division. They'll do the rough, you know, install for all the everything, the faucets, whatever it is that's being remodeled, and then go back and, you know, finalize it. But they're really, what they do really 90% of the time is day in and day out plumbing,
mm-hmm.
replacing water heaters, fixing your faucet,
mm-hmm.
you know, clogging your toilet, putting a gas line in for your grill, looking at your well tank, you know, working on your generator, selling you whatever it is. both residentially and commercial. So it's like, wow, no, I got not one phone call,
right,
for plumbing. Even though I say it's MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, and the ad says plumbing and remodeling, but it goes to show you that when people are watching television, what they see, at least for my commercial, mm-hmm. and my experience was remodeled.
Without plumbing.
So I said, okay, well, I want people to call about plumbing. So I went back to the production company, and we cut two new commercials. One that was just general plumbing. Hi, I'm Ann Thornton. You know, pick a video of my guys going in and out of houses. And we, you know, general plumbing. We do this, sump pumps, blah, 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 water heaters. And then a second one that specifically dealt with water conditioning, because we do a lot of that, and it's a big deal around here.
Right.
Because people have wells, et cetera, mm-hmm. that, you know, you want your water as pure as can be, safe as can be. And so then I took the remodeling ad off and put these two plumbing ads on. And sure enough, the phone started ringing for plumbing. It was crazy.
That's so cool.
You know, if you first, because it's like, does advertising work? Yeah,
yes.
It works. Yes, it works.
Right.
I mean, the water conditioning business that we've done is quadrupled.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm thrilled with that, because we love to do that, because it's such a great service to our customers that, you know, are willing to invest that in their homes. Because around here, water matters. I mean, you live in Ringo's. Do you have water conditioning? Because that whole Ringo's area has a lot of arsenic.
You were telling
there
me
is
about
so
that.
Much arsenic over
right.
there.
Every
test out of the, you know, just off the charts. And because we're plumbers, and we're water is everything to us, right? We a couple years ago, the Raritan Valley Headwaters Organization, which is a nonprofit organization that is trying to protect the waters of Hunterdon and Somerset counties, or that whole, you know, the Raritan Valley, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We partnered with them for water testing in Clinton Township. We're the first for-profit group that's ever done it, because they usually partner with the townships or at a school or something. And what they do, it's a program where people can come and get the testing kits.
Mm-hmm.
And then Raritan Valley, they'll test
it
at a reduced rate. But now, we do it once a year in the fall. We've done it twice now because we're very easy located on Route 31 between Clinton and Flemington. So, you know, people can come and pick it up. Then the next week they bring it back, and it's this whole, you know, process. Because water is very important to us.
Absolutely.
So, but getting back to the TV thing, yeah, I've been amazed. I had no idea going into it, you know, what to think. But, of course, now it's completely hilarious, because I get texts on my phone. I'm sitting in a bar, and I just saw you on TV. Or I'm standing in line at Dunkin' Donuts. I just saw you on TV. I get that all
now
the time.
Now, I tell people, I'm going to see Ann today. They're like, oh, I watch her commercials all the time at home.
It's crazy. And now people actually who don't know me have started to recognize me. I was
sure.
on jury duty recently, and this woman kept looking at me. And she finally said, do I see you on TV? And I'm like, yeah, you see me on TV. So it's been tremendous.
Did you put the remodeling back up and have all
not yet? I took it off over the winter because, you know, Christmas holidays,
right.
et cetera, people aren't thinking about that so much. But we are so busy. I'm afraid to put it up because we're booked out, you know, quite a few months,
wow.
so which is great, which means I'm probably going to hire another crew. So any master carpenters out there,
really?
Please give MSI a call. And actually, right now I'm looking for another helper. So if anybody is interested or has a son or grandson or a nephew or a niece or, you know, a daughter that's interested in becoming an apprentice carpenter, I'm looking for someone right now for that job.
I wish I could apply.
Yeah, yeah. We're a good place to work.
Kind of place. I love that kind of work too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so we have, let's go to our commercial break. We're going to go to news and weather real quick, and then we're going to get back and talk about your book.
Okay.
And about your speaking, and anybody out there interested in getting in touch with her, and anything else we can get to. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Those given the high honor of admission to the United States should support this country and love its people and its values.
President Trump, during his talk to a joint session of Congress, saying better vetting needs to be done of immigrants coming into the country, as well as developing a merit-based system for immigration. Trump said we have to do all we can to stop terrorism from entering the U.S.
We cannot allow a beachhead of terrorism to form inside America. We cannot allow our nation to become a sanctuary for extremists.
New UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is calling out Russia and China for their refusal to condemn Syria for using chemical weapons on their own citizens.
It is a sad day on the Security Council when members start making excuses for other member states killing their own people. The world is definitely a more dangerous place.
Three people now confirmed dead after a series of tornadoes ripping through the Midwest yesterday. USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, save up to 50% on a new office chair.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now save up to 50% on a new office chair during our winter chair event. Ends 3/11/17. Visit staples.com/furnituredeals.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
A Texas voter ID law back in the spotlight. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The Department of Justice is telling a federal judge to let the state of Texas fix a voter ID law that courts say discriminated against minorities. John Gore of the department's Civil Rights Division is urging the judge to hold off resolving the case because Texas Republicans are already taking steps to pass a new voter ID law. Gore say they believe the new legislation will probably fix the law, and there's no need for the judge to determine if the voter ID law discriminated against blacks and Hispanics.
Americans giving President Trump high marks for last night's speech before a joint session of Congress. A new CBS poll from both sides of the aisle say the address was presidential and positive in tone. Republicans surveyed were more likely than Democrats to give the talk a thumbs up, but Wall Street also apparently impressed. The Dow Jones Industrials crossed the 21,000 mark for the first time in morning trading. Investors appear to be reacting to Trump's call for $1 trillion in infrastructure spending and tax cuts for corporations. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The man who was nicknamed Johnny Football and expected to be a Hall of Fame NFL player whose life, well, collapsed back in court. Here's Chris Barnes.
You're in charge of what happens to your case, okay?
Initially a football phenom, even earning the name Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel tells a judge he needs to get his life in order, promising to do so, but the judge reminds him not everyone gets the opportunity that Manziel has been offered.
Mr. Manziel gets to decide whether this case gets dismissed or not.
That hearing in a Dallas courtroom yesterday was in connection with a plea deal for misdemeanor assault on a then-girlfriend. Manziel has failed to complete terms of the deal, which includes drug rehab within a year. I'm Chris Barnes.
Subway responding to accusations they use fake chicken. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Subway wants its customers to know it's not serving fake chicken. The restaurant chain is trying to defend itself against a report that indicated the chicken it serves is less than 43% actual chicken. The Canadian Broadcast Corporation published results of a lab study last week that found the remainder of the product was soy. Subway has taken its case to Consumer Affairs, firing off an email that insists, quote, "Our chicken is 100% white meat with seasonings." The email goes on to blast the report from the CBC as wrong and in need of correction.
Catch the debut of CTTV tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern on conservativetribune.com. For more news and analysis, visit usaradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm going to give you the update on the weather forecast. If you happen to be in the central New Jersey area, we're actually in Flemington. This afternoon, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some storms could be severe with damaging winds and heavy rain, cloudy with a high of 71. Tonight, showers likely mainly before 11 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low of 42. Mostly sunny with a high of 48 on Thursday, and then partly cloudy with a low of 27 on Thursday night. Then Friday, a chance of snow showers before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers between 10 and 11 a.m.,
Then a chance of rain showers after 11, mostly cloudy with a high of 42. And then it's going to get down to a low of 19 again on Friday night, and then mostly sunny with a high of 37 and a low of 20 on Saturday, and then Sunday's 47, 32. So we're back here in studio. I am Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, and my guest is Ann Thornton of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. We were speaking about, she's a recipient of several awards recently in the last year or so. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell everybody about the awards that you've earned?
Okay. Well, last year I was named one of the top 25 leading women business entrepreneurs mm-hmm. in New Jersey, and that was really exciting. So women from all over the state, and they had a big event at the Liberty House overlooking Lower Manhattan, and I had never been there. What a beautiful, if you've never been there, boy, that's, if you get invited to a party there, go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. Mm. So that was wonderful. And then also last year, our company, we didn't win this award, but we were nominated for it it's through New Jersey Monthly Magazine. It's called the Great Oak Award. And they award it to companies that are involved in their communities. And the big thing that MSI, besides the Chamber of Commerce and some of the women's business groups that we're involved with here in the county, is that my husband, who's a partner in the business, and 17 years ago, founded, along with a couple of other hunters, a group called Hunters Helping the Hungry. And it's a nonprofit group that raises money and encourages hunters to donate their venison into a system that then it all gets distributed to the food bank system in New Jersey, feeding New Jersey's hungry. And in 17 years, they have actually literally fed over 1.5 million meals.
That's incredible. I know.
Hundreds of thousands of venison pounds have been donated. It is incredible, and it's completely nonprofit. There's no staff. We run it out of our office, as far as the administration. And then there's a volunteer board, et cetera. And they run fundraisers throughout the years. They have a website, huntershelpingthehungry.org. If you'd like to donate or participate in any of the really fun things they do, they have a striper fishing trip coming up. They do annually. They do a skeet shooting event over in Pennsylvania. That's a lot of fun if you've never done that. It's kind of an all-day thing with lunch, and it's lots of, they have teams. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah, they have. That's a big turnout. And then they just take donations. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, individuals, churches, et cetera, donate money.
They really need this benefit.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The hungry people, poor people don't get good nutrition. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is.
Right.
And so venison, which is a very low fat meat, and in fact, actually, when I have my venison, my husband, if he kills a deer, then, if it's for me to eat, then we have it turned into all different kinds of things. You can have it sausage or steak, whatever it is. But for the food, for the program, for the Hunters Helping the Hungry, they turn all of it into ground meat because it's just easier for mm-hmm. people. And it's easier to transport. It's easier, all those things. It's just easier for people to use it. Then that way, if they could use it in spaghetti or tacos or make a meatloaf or hamburgers mm-hmm. or whatever you do with ground meat.
Right.
And they cut it with some kind of fat. I think it's probably a pork fat because it needs a little bit of fat. Mm-hmm. And they package it in 2-pound packages, and that's how they distribute it to people. And, people need meat. People need protein.
Right.
So it's been a tremendous program. So proud to be a part of it. Coming back to the TV thing, it was funny because when I bought into the whole TV ads for my business and stuff, that one of the salesman kind of mentioned something about nonprofits, and I was like, ooh, I have a nonprofit. And so they let me cut, and they paid for it, they let me cut a TV commercial about Hunters Helping the Hungry.
They run it
all the time, and especially in the winter. It's mm-hmm. been great, mm-hmm. and they run it for free. I don't have to pay for that, which is great. That was great. Thank you to Comcast for that. But it's a great program. Anybody interested, huntershelpingthehungry.org.
And that's how you were recognized by that one award.
Yeah, that was the Great Oak Award. Mm-hmm. And then, as we mentioned in the prior segment, this new award is called the Smart CEO Brava Award. And I think it's the second year they've done it in New Jersey. This Smart CEO group, they have a printed magazine, and they have a big website mm-hmm. presence. Mm-hmm. And they're all up and down the East Coast. Mm-hmm. But they just moved into that kind of New Jersey, New York area, up kind of coming down from the, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm very excited about it. So it should be a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
That's really cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
So now let's connect back. You were talking about how you contribute about once a month to the Clinton Township newsletter. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
And it's on your plumbing and remodeling tips.
Right.
Which is where you've led now to your second book.
Yes.
And so what's the name of the book?
Let's see, what is the name? No. Ann Thornton's Insider's Guide to Home Remodeling. Practical tips for your home. So basically for 30 years I've been writing this book because I have been writing articles even before, I mean, articles that I couldn't even find on a computer now because, right, that computer's like long gone or whatever. The technology is gone. I might have hard copies. But I have written a million articles, everything you can imagine about your home over the years. I've been doing it for the Clinton Township newsletter for a long time, Beaverbrook newsletter, I did it for years, still do sometimes, and other, you know, town newsletter, condo newsletters, that kind of thing, for my own website, you know, blogging, etc. So as the TV thing started to happen with the TV ads last year, and just trying to do something different in my business, I'm a very curious person. I think that's one of the reasons why I have had different businesses along the way, different careers along the way, because I don't like to do the same thing over and over again. So the TV commercials for MSI has kind of brought me to a new place. So about over a year ago, I started compiling all of those tips that I have. And by the way, my Facebook page for MSI, every Monday I do a tip called Maintenance Monday. And, you know, obviously I need 52 of those every year, right?
Right.
So, and I don't want to do the same one. So, I mean, there's a million of them. So I literally, maybe 14 months ago, started gathering all this information from all these years, from every imaginable, anything I could find in my computer, I printed it out. Because there was, you know, could be different, you know, could be something for spring, or could have just been a one thing, or, you know, I mean, it was just a million. And I literally, you're going to love this, because you know I love paper. Mm-hmm. I love paper. I print everything out. I literally sat down and had 150 pieces of paper in front of me from all those articles, all those years. Some of them were lists, etc. And I physically, my hands were so tired, I physically cut out. Sometimes it was one sentence. Cut them out physically. And then I created all these folders for each trade, plumbing, electric, whatever it was.
Wow.
And then after I cut all those out, I dropped them into all those folders and then took one folder at a time and had to literally retype it all in because that was faster
right.
than finding a document or having it. Right. So I was like, okay, forget it. I'm not going to even try to do that. Mm-hmm. So I've written this book twice, apparently.
That
took me weeks and weeks to do that.
I bet.
Weeks.
I bet.
Weeks. And then along the way, as I was doing it, then I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to do some research. And then I would research and I would find new things to add, et cetera. So now I've been working on it for a year, and it's about now 98% done. So we're getting very, very close. My publishing company, Mariah Publishing, is awesome. And the creative director has been working on the layout for months, and it's looking beautiful. And we're getting very close to having it done.
Give us a couple examples of some tips in there.
Well, here's a tip. And I didn't actually know this. I mean, I don't know everything. I know a lot about I don't know everything. So I would be the first one who might clean my stove. And my stove's only 5 years old because I redid my kitchen 5 years ago. Okay, where I would take, let's say I've fried something, right? You know, you take the Windex, you just spray it all over. You spray the front where the knobs are, you know, right? Clean all that up.
Yeah.
No.
I ruined mine. I don't know. Tell me.
Because there's electric behind the knob of your stove, there is an electric component. And you can actually short it out by yes. So what you should really do is spray the Windex or whatever you're using, the grease cutter, on your paper towel.
Okay.
And then use your paper towel to wipe around it, but not to spray on it directly.
That's good.
I never knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
It's always like,
I love tips.
Yeah.
I love it when you even say that you learned a tip, because you being in the trade for so long,
you'll know
when you don't know something.
Yeah.
It's even that much
more. And I have a septic system, which I seems to work great. And here's another tip that I just never even thought about before. Because I tend, probably like most people, I do all my laundry at once. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's just easier, right? Every Sunday afternoon, I'm home, whatever. I do all the laundry. That's the worst thing you can do to your septic system.
Really?
Yes, because you're putting all this water in there at once.
On the same day.
Yeah, on the same day. And it doesn't have time to do its thing, the bacteria to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you should never do that. And so I started, what I started doing, I know.
Do their laundry like that.
Too. I know. Yeah. So I started saying, okay, I'm only going to do, like when I wash my own clothes, you know, I only let them dry for a few minutes, hang them up, blah, blah, blah. But my, like my towels and things like that, I try to just do during the week. So that then on the weekends, instead of having six loads,
right,
I only have two or three, so then I'm not, but little things like that.
That's a great tip. You know, one thing I'm going to tell you guys out there listening, I love Ann. I love her honesty and everything else. One day when I was over at the other chamber building, she came in and she was helping them with their plumbing problem. And she said something to me that I thought as a, like what you were saying about being a woman owner and the reputation of a plumber that, you know, it's like we trust women somehow. You said you were talking about having your guys, when they do go out, that it's critical that they do it right the first time because you lose money if they have to go back. I never thought about that. Like, I always just think, you know, they're going to come in, they're going to do a job, whatever, whoever they are. And if it happens to not work out, they'll have to come back. But if you think about it from your perspective as a business owner, you're like, you better do it right the first time.
That's
because
right.
It costs us.
I would much rather
money.
You take 15 minutes more while you're there to do it right.
Right.
You know, and our, my people
I
know that.
I love the way you think that way. Yeah. Though, and I love the way that you are so generous and sharing, and your tips are going to be like so awesome. I can't wait to get the book.
Thank you.
Hold on one second. We're going to go to our break here on Talented People. We have one of the most talented people. I can tell you, I've been doing this a long time. Talented people have a lot of guests, and Ann's up there on the top of the list. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, welcome back, talented people. Thanks for listening and for making our show number one here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Ann Thornton, again, you might recognize her from her commercials on television for MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. She's going to tell us a little bit more. You were going to share with us about the book.
Yeah. One of the reasons I wrote this book is that as women, you know, obviously we are now beginning to own our own properties. Many, many women who either are in relationships or not in relationships, they can own condos, they can own single family homes, they own commercial properties, etc. More probably now than ever in our history. And many times as women, we feel we just don't feel, we feel vulnerable to contractors because we don't understand our building's components or, you know, the, all the components of your roof or your siding or your generator or whatever it is, your electrical, your plumbing systems, et cetera. So one of the things I really try to do in the book and is to, it's a teaching tool, which is so perfect for me because I used to be a teacher.
Right.
In my background, I have a master's in vocational counseling. I was a vocational teacher, so every, you know, my whole world then was all about the world of work. You know, I know a lot about that too. But the book is really meant to help women and really anyone, but particularly women, to give them information so that before they make that phone call to a contractor, they've got some definitions. They've got some diagrams. Okay, the roof components are this, this, and this.
Wow.
Okay, wow. So if he says to me, oh, the sheathing is blah, 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 I don't feel like an idiot.
Right.
I have an idea.
Right.
And not only that if I say to the contractor, repeating those words and understanding what they are, then I won't, you know, the contractor will also know, oh, maybe she knows what she's talking about.
Right.
So
get taken.
Right. So because that happens.
Oh.
People get taken all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the big thing I want to come out of my book is that women are able to really learn something and then, you know, maybe it's not. I'm not trying to teach them how to do some, you know, highly technical thing. That's not what this book is about. But there are lots of little tips that you can certainly do, and there's millions of them in it. But if I can just give you the confidence to speak to a contractor and you feel like, you know what you're talking about, or at least in general, you know what you're talking about. In the beginning of the book, I talk about all the different kinds of, residential companies that can help you, repair companies, plumbing companies, disaster response companies, et cetera, et cetera. And I give a whole list of questions to ask to vet your contractors, et cetera. Because
nice.
I've seen people get taken and, you know, that we get called in after the fact. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen there was a situation in Clinton Township a few years ago, you know, somebody remodeled their basement. They didn't get any permits because the contractor told them, oh, don't worry about the permits. We'll just, you know. Well, then they went to sell their house. Well, now they got a finished basement that's not on record. And so the township, they paid us a lot of money to come in and rip it all out so that the town, because he had a contract to sell it and he had to provide
had
a basement that had a permit.
Yeah.
So we had to rip it all out and let the inspectors come in and check everything, which they should have anyway,
sure.
You know, and then put it all back up and now he could sell his house. And I always, you know, people always complain and moan about the inspection process, permitting process here in New Jersey. I am its biggest proponent because to have your work, let me just say this. I come from Arkansas originally, where things really many times are not inspected.
Right.
And it can offer up very dangerous living conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And if your work, you know, this is a third party, independent professional who's coming in and looking at something as important as your plumbing
right.
or your electric.
Right.
So what? It costs another $100 or
right.
$200 or whatever it is.
Especially, yeah, with those electric everything else.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's so important.
Well, it's kind of funny. Like, to me, I was going to chime in when you were talking about women owning more properties and stuff now. I've, like, kind of laughed to myself about how if you don't own a home that needs any kind of maintenance, like, you know what I mean? Because it's maybe taken care of by a property company anyway or something. You don't have to do it. It's okay. No problem. I wish I had that luxury. But when I bought my house, it was 185 years old. And I have learned over the last 30 years so many things. One thing makes me laugh out loud all the time is, like, the simplest as to I just could not get over that we used to have these two renters, and they lived with us for years and years and so on. And when they moved out, they threw their vacuum cleaner at the end of the driveway where the garbage goes. And I was like, why are you throwing out your vacuum? And they thought because the bag was full that it had to be thrown away. Which is to your point.
Exactly.
Like, you don't know the
right.
basics.
Exactly.
And I was like, no, hello. You
right.
didn't click
And think
here,
about millennials.
And then you do this.
When my
right.
son, I have a millennial son, and I had him read the book a couple of versions ago just to get a different, somebody different, right,
right.
to look
That's
at it.
That's great.
Yeah. And his advice to me was to, he's like, Mom, you need a chapter on renting. You don't have anything in here about renting and leasing properties. And so I went back and wrote a whole chapter on you know, what you need to look for, how to prepare yourself, you know, to be a good candidate for blah, 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 blah. But that didn't naturally come to me, you know, because I just hadn't thought about it.
You're thinking about servicing your customers or homeowners.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you think about it, it's like, oh my God, this is a whole another level. But like you said, millennials, for your book, you know, audience and reading especially, it's like everybody should get one for us, a wedding gift.
Well, that's what I was thinking is how I would try to, that I would run ads on like the wedding websites and stuff, right?
Absolutely.
That's what I was thinking too.
Right.
I think it's going
to, they're going to, you know, here comes the marriage, baby house.
Yeah, exactly. They need to have exactly. Yeah, so I'm really excited about it, and I think it is, I think people will like it, and we'll learn a lot about it and make them feel more confident, and that's important to me.
Yeah, we'll have you back on the show when you do have the book out, just about a month away.
Yep.
So anything else you want to share with everybody? You got about 3 minutes left.
3 minutes left. Let's see. What do we want to talk about?
How's the best way for anyone to get in touch with you for plumbing or remodeling?
Yeah, I mean, you can Google MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, you know.
Just go to the website?
Yeah, go to the website or just call our office. We don't, because we're a service company, so to get a service from, you can email us and then we'll call you. But because there's questions we have, you know, we're all about the repair. And being in the repair business is like, it's like one big puzzle. You know, because it's one thing to just to build something new. That's very cut and dried. You got a plan.
Right.
Stick to it. I want to say it's easy, but it's easy.
Easier.
But when you're in the repair business like we are, first of all, people call. They're not even sure what's wrong.
Oh, I can't tell you.
They can't even explain what's wrong. They're like, they don't even know what it's called. Or,
yeah.
Or many times we'll get the funny phone call from the wife saying, well, my husband tried to fix it.
Oh, God.
But now it's leaking worse.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, you know, which is funny. So,
but to have your people be able to go out and understand the pre-existing diagram of whatever it was and how many years ago it was. That always fascinates
right.
me anyway.
Right.
Just having a service call and then having them come out and they could figure it out.
Yeah, it's very much like a puzzle.
Right.
You know, so we have to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like I say, we get answers and the guys get out there and they're like, that's not what it was. They didn't know what they had. You know, whatever it is. And sure, rightfully so. You're a nurse or you're a lawyer or you're a kindergarten teacher or your whatever,
that's
you
your
don't
specialty.
Know. It's not
right.
your, you don't know.
Yeah.
So when something happens, you know, you're just hoping the professional knows. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No joke. That's so true.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, and thank you so much for
you're
being
welcome.
Here today.
My pleasure.
It's so great to have you here, as
thank
always.
You.
And again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. And congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you all out there for listening to us. It's about 3:56 on Wednesday, March 1st. And I hope you have a great week. We'll be back next week at 3 o'clock. Talented People.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Those given the high honor of admission to the United States should support this country and love its people and its values.
President Trump, during his talk to a joint session of Congress, saying better vetting needs to be done of immigrants coming into the country, as well as developing a merit-based system for immigration. Trump said we have to do all we can to stop terrorism from entering the U.S.
We cannot allow a beachhead of terrorism to form inside America. We cannot allow our nation to become a sanctuary for extremists.
New UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is calling out Russia and China for their refusal to condemn Syria for using chemical weapons on their own citizens.
It is a sad day on the Security Council when members start making excuses for other member states killing their own people. The world is definitely a more dangerous place.
Three people now confirmed dead after a series of tornadoes ripping through the Midwest yesterday. USA Radio News.
Hey there, it's Angie. All right, great hair makes a huge difference in the way I feel about myself. I don't know about you, but you know, when I used to look in the mirror, I was really not happy at all with my hair. It was flat, it was damaged, I was cutting it shorter, I didn't like it at all. Now I love my hair. It's long, it's blonde. I just went to a family reunion and my family commented about my hair because it's obviously looking healthier. It just plain looks better. If you'd like to try Ovation, that's my secret, cell therapy by Ovation. And if you're a new customer, you can take advantage of a new customer discount. Go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. Click on Angie Austin, Daybreak USA. And you know, I have to tell you, I have never been so happy to endorse a product because this works for me. And my favorite product is, again, the flagship cell therapy treatment by Ovation. If you can only try one product, try that one because it works for me and I know it'll work for you. OvationHair.com. Click on Angie Austin Daybreak USA for that introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
As a boy now, but rules set by the University Interscholastic League prevent him from competing in the boys' division because his birth certificate lists him as female. Beggs won the girls' title over the weekend in Cyprus, improving his overall record to 56-0. I'm Chris Barnes.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie sounding off on the controversy with possible connections with
She will give you a discount in her store. And then you can go to Spruce Run Graphics up the street where they have a lot of props and you can take a selfie with Mardi Gras props. The fudge shop is making bourbon fudge for sampling. And Fourchette's, which is our cheese shop, is doing cheese samplings with some jam. And then it should be time for lunch, and you can go then to the town lunch is serving Cajun chicken platter and crab cakes, and Christie's, which is the bake shop on the corner of Lee Street and Main Street, is serving crawfish and andouille gumbo and Mardi Gras cookies. And then our new new candy store is giving out samples of Mardi Gras candy. And you